the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast.
Podcast.
It's the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast.
Podcast.
It's the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast. Podcast.
It's the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast.
It's the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast.
Podcast.
It's the Skinnies.
It's the Skinnies.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hi guys, I don't know whatever it is I'm sounding like, but welcome to another episode on the Skinnies podcast, and it's wonderful that we are doing this again, like we are getting to speak again. Oh, you're getting to hear my voice again. It's your host on the Skinnies podcast, and you're the Skinny One. And so guys, thank you for everything. Thank you for the couple of episodes we've released and you guys listened. The funny thing about it is that I didn't even do much job in promoting it, and yet I see that you guys are listening to it. I didn't do a beautiful job promoting the last episode, and yet we had listened, and it's really amazing. It's really amazing, guys. So guys, I would like to actually discuss something with you, and I titled this episode, "Why bring people down when they are already down?" Like, why bring people down when they are already down? In the course of the previous week, I attended a class, and something happened during the class, like. The lecturer asked us to listen to an audio. No, it wasn't even an audio, to listen to a video. He was taking us a course and he wanted us to watch the video in order to buttress the point he was talking about. So while everyone was trying to listen to this video, the lecturer discovered that it was a distraction to have asked us to listen in the class. We all could not listen at the time, except we're having AirPods or answering. So he changed his mind. He asked us not to listen to it again. Unfortunately, there was this lady in class who was struggling to turn off her own video. And in a bit to turn off her video, it was taking a while, and I think the whole class became rowdy and everyone was like, why is she not turning off her phone? Why is it taking a while to turn off her phone and the lights? So the lecturer tried to calm us down, that why were we shouting at her? Already, this lady already felt bad that she couldn't turn off her phone, which may have not been her fault. And obviously, it wasn't her fault. It's not even may have not been her fault. It was not her fault. And yet, we all were shouting at her again, making her feel very bad. So he raised the issue, why do we bring people down when they are down? When he said that, it really touched me that, a lot of people we've put down with our bad comments, not even knowing what they are facing through, rather. Not knowing what they are going through, not knowing the situation they could be in. Or we humans, generally, we easily bring people down. We are prone to easily criticizing people than helping people grow at times. I know this attribute is not everybody's, but a lot of times you see that people are struggling, but rather than helping them, lifting them up or anything, you discover that you are condemning them, you are neglecting them, you are not trying to help, you are just trying to rain more insults on them and make them feel more less of themselves. And it's quite unfortunate. Aside from that happening, because it really got on my mind, this discussion with my lecturer must have happened at the beginning of the week, perhaps on a Monday. And just before the end of that week, two incidents happened, and one was one that really touched the society. It was one that really touched the society. last week we lost two people in Nigeria, two influential people in Nigeria. I'm not saying that we didn't lose other people, but these two names rang a bell. There was the death of the first chartered accountant in Nigeria, but it was 104 years, so it was more like, oh, they're going to kill a cow. It was more like, we're going to kill a cow. But someone else died last year too. Sorry, did I say last year? Someone else died last week too. And that is not bad. The really painful death. So the really painful death was Sentebale is really life short lived. That was like too short for someone to have lived. And when he died, we started hearing different things that happened to this guy. He struggles with his record label, he struggles with depression, and among all that kind of things that happened to him, and they were so annoying, they were so depressing. The funny thing is that you will discover that this guy has been down for a very long time, but yet rather than people try to help him out of the situation, people had been pulling him down more. I watched a video where he talked about how promoters did not promote his songs after he left his record label, because his record label had been running shits on him. Like when a promoter calls and asks about him, you tell him that the guy is depressed and this and that. And I kind of feel like all this were going on and nothing could have been done. No one was speaking up for him. It was really devastating to start seeing a lot of things that has happened before his death, and we only knew it after his death. So people were pulling him down more rather than bringing to light all these videos that talked about his process of going into depression. I saw a video and I almost cried. I saw him crying and talking about how he became a bit hypertensive, and I was at the verge of tears because naturally I'm not a big fan of Mbad, but when I discovered that I even knew some of his song. I did not know the likes of Talos or Piku Poke. I didn't know he was the one who sang the song. And another song that really brought me almost to tears was the song of Plenty Enemies. Like, I just kind of saw this guy already, even he predicted all these things. He talked about all these things even in his song. And it's quite funny that we did not get to hear about those things. And when we got to hear about it, I'm not even sure anybody came up to help him. They may have pulled him more down, and rather than we going through this, helping him go through the struggles, I think if they had if the videos about these things we are hearing after his death had trended more than it did now that he's dead, maybe something could have been done. But even now we are only talking about things that could have been done, and I definitely hope that things will be done after his death. I hear a lot of people talking about fighting for justice and the like on the internet and the likes, but I don't know. I know my country. I don't know what's happening, and I'm not trying to even throw shades at anybody, to blame anybody for his death. I'm just trying to say that we should inculcate the habit of helping people. And when you cannot help them, don't bring them down than they already are already down. I can't imagine going through what that young man went through. It's a very difficult phase to be in. Lashon's mother talked about how you almost committed suicide, and it's a very devastating story to be running through someone's head, running through someone's mind. So guys, all I'm trying to say from the death of Mubad is that we should not bring people down, especially when they are already down. If you're not trying to help somebody, you shouldn't be bringing the person down again. We should have this habit of helping people with genuine hearts. Don't help people and still, you don't make and mad people at the same time. That's a very bad attitude, an habit that should not even be seen among men. If there was anything I feel God created man from, aside fellowshipping with him, it may when Adam alone was in the garden, God created Eve so that he could have a companion. He could have a companion, someone to talk to and like. That is just more or less what humans are for. Like, forget about getting married, even as a fellow sister to a sister. We should not bring down each other or bring out one another or fellow sisters to sisters. We should help ourselves grow. And when someone is in a litigious situation, we should be able to render help. Mama's death is very painful because this justice we are crying for now could have been a justice that he would have witnessed, not a justice that he's only seen from his death. I won't want to go horse because I kind of already feel bad that I am reminiscing the death of a young man that is really painful to the whole society on this morning. I feel bad that we are talking about the death of someone, but yes, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about this attitude of bringing people down when they are already down. Attitude of not wanting to help people. It speaks very bad that we are only hearing about these videos. These videos would have trended. Like, there are videos that have been online for a very long time. They are only just trending now that he is dead. Was it that people were trying to bring the videos down or not allowing the videos go where it should go? It's really bad. It's really bad. It's really bad that this kind of thing happens in our country and even in the society at large, in the world at large. In the world at large. A lot of young chaps, they struggle with this record label of a thing, and why this is not against record labels or anything. This is a general issue to everyone in the society. When you are helping people, help them genuinely. And when you're not helping, make sure you're not doing anything to bring them down. And they have already. I have bored you so much with this time already. And let's just say this. I hope Mubad finds a restful place in heaven to rest in. He already went through a lot in his short stay on earth. I hope he's not he's in a place where the hands of the world, the deep the painful words of the world are no longer reaching him. He sleeps well wherever he is. Condolences to his family. And condolences to the whole society at large for losing such a brilliant chap. Now, guys, there's something I want to tell you guys about. It's a very amazing thing. Like, I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited about it. A couple of weeks ago, someone woke up to me and told me about something, and when she was telling me, even my brain was just like, wow, this is brilliant. You know, brilliant people do brilliant things. Let me put it that way. Brilliant people do brilliant things. Ejuna is coming to Ibadan, and the thing is that you can even order for it everywhere. You can pre-order now and the likes. If you're looking for a way to deepen your faith and find peace in these crazy times, it's a crazy time. I remember where I started from and how everything I talked about is. Well, you do not have to look any further than God's own journal. It's a Christian journal that is designed to help you connect with God through daily reflection, prayer, and gratitude. Whether you're a new believer or a seasoned Christian, this journal can help you grow in your faith and find a sense of purpose. And the best part is, it's easy to use and totally flexible. You can journal whatever and whenever and wherever you want. So join God's community today and start your spiritual journey. And this journal is in two types. We have the business journal and we have the Christian journal. the Business Journal and the Christian Journal. The Business Journal allows you to record your monthly sales targets, your monthly e-com tracker, and your brainstorm sheets. For business lovers, you would really enjoy having this journal as it helps you track your business progress. It helps you track your business progress. And for Christians who are looking to have a journal, you have Bible study, you have the Bible study plan, evangelism tracker, your faith board. I know a lot of Christians are looking forward to this. And at the moment, if you are pre-ordering, after this pre-order sales, it will be back to 5,000. But if you are pre-ordering, it is just 3,500. And when you buy one, you get two free gifts. That's another amazing part of it. You see, Christian journey is a journey that we kind of crazy at times. Anyways, that were crazy at times. But it's good to know that you have something that you're using to keep track of your record. Even the best way to grow is to keep track of the progress you're making. Keep track of the progress you're making, because if you're not keeping track of your progress, you may actually feel like you're not going anywhere. So guys, you can pre-order now for this Christian journal, God's own journal. You can pre-order now. Can I order via Asking This Podcast? And thank you once again for listening. Don't worry, when it is out, you're definitely going to know about it. You're definitely going to know about this journal when it is out. And I'll be looking forward to hearing all this from all listeners. Thank you so much for listening. It's always a great pleasure doing this. I hope we make use of one or two things that has been said in the podcast today. And I also hope to inculcate this into my own attitude. Because it is quite unfortunate, once again, guys, to discover that we've done more harm to the society by ourselves than sometimes the evils the people in authority or government perpetrate. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And it's your host once again, Ayinke the Skinny One. It's always a pleasure doing this. Don't forget to listen to us on all platforms, Spotify. Don't forget to share. And the duty of this again is that you can share us a message, a voice message. There's a link that allows you to share us a voice message. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It is skinnies_podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and on Instagram and on Twitter. Don't forget to follow me, Ayinke the Skinny One, on both platforms. Thank you for listening once again. And let me still tell you guys this. Very soon, a lot of people will be coming back on here. Very soon. The Lord's going to make it happen. Thank you, guys. Omo gbora to bo mi si gari o wo yan ki o Atlanta deru yo baba fela ni ke gba fun ki lo de o jere o ma jaye mi ko to fun fere o se o se o se o de o ti ma si se ki ma koro ko di lo o ku yan mi de o mo fi mu wa fo fere o inu aye mi o kere o to ba de gboro o lo bere o I will exalt you Lord, for you have lifted me up. Has not let my foes to rejoice over me. Timmy J on the track.